Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fish Nerds, a show about fish, fishing, and eating fish. I'm Clay Groves, Chief Executive Fish Nerd, licensed fishing guide, and your best friend. I got a fun show this week. I was a guest on a trivia show called Stuff I Never Knew, and I thought it was so much fun. I had such a good time doing it. I thought I would just drop that into this week's show for you so you can hear just kind of another side of what I do sometimes, which is guest on other shows. So I'm going to drop that in here in just a few minutes. First, though, I want to thank our Patreon supporters for helping keep this show going. I can't currently log on to my Patreon page right now because I screwed up my passwords and stuff, but I thank you. I can't check your names, but there is two that are donating at the $25 a month level that I memorized, and that's Josh Lopes from LopesTax.com and Bethany Metz, who does not have a business, but I will say anyway, she's terrific, and thank you so much. This Fish Nerds episode, the podcast, brought to you by Spreadem, a portable outrigger for trolling fish. It's a one-of-a-kind adjustable assistant for hooking up multiple lines to your boat without the hassle of crossing lines. Everyone that's used the prototype has loved it, and it's great for trolling fish in any boat with your friends. More lines equals more fish. And we encourage Fish Nerds listeners to support this. This is a local Maine inventor who built this thing. He's been working on it for years. And even if you can't afford the $400 for the whole piece of equipment, throwing him, you know, $5, $20, every little bit helps out, helps to get his product to market. Go to kickstarter.com/project/spreadem or just search for Spreadem, spread-em on Kickstarter, and you can help support them. We'll put links in the show notes. We also want to go ahead.
You had a conversation with him on a recent episode, didn't you?
Michael Willette, friend of mine. I've known him since the Fish Nerd started. He's been inventing weird fishing products. He has a lot of cool stuff, but this one I think he's really nailed it on. So
excellent.
Yeah, it's been really cool getting to know him and watching his progression. And I hope he gets to market because I put in the full amount. I'm all in on this one. So now he's sponsoring us. Maybe I'm getting money back. I don't know. Let's jump right into that trivia podcast, Stuff I Never Knew. It was a lot of fun. And my friend, my friend Reed and Megan Danger came on there with me. And we're old friends, old podcasting fun people, so you'll enjoy it. And then next week, back with another show.
What fast food chain was founded during the Great Depression in Corbin, Kentucky? Wait, I definitely it was first part
of it. That would be Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's correct, Darth Vader. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Stuff I Never Knew Trivia Game Show Podcast. I'm Jeff. I'm your host tonight. I got three great guests, Reed Messerschmidt, Megan Danger, and Clay Groves. We're going to meet them all in the second round and learn all about their podcasts. But as you know, on this show, we get right into it, and we got a great game plan tonight. It's called Too Close to Call. I'm going to give you two scenarios, maybe two objects, two something, and they're going to have a number attached to them. You have to tell me in some cases is which is greater or which holds more liquid or which is less. So you're each going to get three questions this round. I'm going to go in the order that names were given to me tonight. We have Reed, Megan, and Clay. Reed, luckily you signed up and gave me everybody's name. So you're
yeah.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
I'm looking for which is greater. Okay. So I need to tell me which is greater. The amount of gallons a 2020 Honda Pilot SUV gets to the gallon in the city, or the number of Stanley Cup championships the Montreal Canadiens have won. Which is greater, City MPG for a pilot or Canadiens Stanley Cups?
Well, you got to think the pilot gets about 17 miles to the gallon. I don't know anything about hockey. I'm going to say the SUV.
The Canadiens have won 24 championships.
Wow. Wow.
And the Honda pilot gets 20 miles to the gallon in the city. It is the Montreal Canadiens.
Wow. What a group of fellas.
Obviously not all in the modern era of hockey that we're accustomed
sure.
to.
I'm yeah. not accustomed to any of the eras.
Canada ain't been doing so hot recently. God, figured you get a freaking hockey question.
All right. How do you feel about ice cream, Megan?
I mean,
makes her fart.
All right. Well, let's find out. Who farts more? Is it Megan?
Clay.
Or Clay? Yeah. The answer is Clay.
God.
Clearly.
All right. Here we go. Which is greater, the amount of gallons of water a dishwasher uses, or the amount of gallons of ice cream the average American eats in a year? So does a dishwasher use more gallons of water in a single cycle, or do Americans eat more, or how many gallons of ice cream do Americans eat a year? Which is greater?
I'm sorry, I only acknowledge the metric system.
Hashtag science.
Ice cream eaten in a year.
Let's see. So Americans eat 4 gallons of ice cream per year on average, and a dishwasher uses 6 gallons of water. The dishwasher is greater.
Get it together, that. Americans. We need to start consuming more ice cream.
Or using ice cream to wash your dishes.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
People eat more ice cream. I thought people yeah. were, you know what? Maybe I just eat that much ice cream.
Not in this economy, Megan.
It's been a hard year, all right? 2020 has been a time.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Too late.
Only God can judge me.
All right, over to Clay. Which is greater, the amount of cards in a deck of cards, or the amount of milligrams of caffeine in a cup of coffee?
Oh, that's the deck of cards.
The Obviously. Deck of cards has 52 cards in a deck. Caffeine has 95 milligrams. It is caffeine with the bigger number.
That's why I stopped drinking cards.
That, and it was just tearing up his inside.
Really? You want to know why pooping is hard? It's the 52 pickup cleanse is what we call that.
I got a question for you. Has anybody not picked up any points on the show?
Oh, we've had negative points, and we'll get into that in the third round.
Ooh, all right, great. Ooh,
the best players finished negative, I'll tell you that.
Golf scores.
All right, yeah. We're resetting. We're back to zero for everybody. Well, we didn't go anywhere.
Winners.
It's not like we reset anything.
Yeah.
All right, Reed.
I demand, can we have a recount on those scores, please?
Let me check.
I think Meg has cheated.
All right, back to Reed. Which holds more liquid, a red Solo cup or a Pacific Cooler Capri Sun?
Oh, red Solo cup.
Yeah, red Solo cup holds 16 ounces. The Capri Sun is 6 ounces. Reed with the first point of the night.
Mm-hmm. You gave me easy ones.
Listen, you're talking to a recovered alcoholic that also has a 5-year-old.
You had the most unfair advantage.
All right.
It was all worthwhile now.
Life has prepared you. It's been leading up to this.
That's the only reason to have kids.
Yeah.
Here we go. Megan, which holds more liquid, a water balloon for a balloon fight or a tube of toothpaste?
Oh.
toothpaste?
Let's see. Toothpaste is 3.4 ounces. The average water balloon holds 1.5 ounces. It is toothpaste. Megan on the board.
Where are you getting your water balloons?
Oh, Canada.
I thought this was wrong for sure.
Driving across to state lines.
Yeah. I just went with the average. If you Google how much does an average water balloon hold, it's 1.5 ounces, which is like a shot and a half, right?
That's like this big.
Yeah.
That's crap.
That's there's no way.
Baby water.
No way.
Your Google skills suck.
All right. Fair enough.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah. You need to go back to Google College.
All right. I'm going to give you some numbers in this one, Clay.
All right. It is 7.
But those numbers might not be the numbers that you'll need to figure out the answer. Which holds more liquid, a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor or a fifth of whiskey?
I never even looked at what the bottle says on a fifth of whiskey. Fifth of what? Wait, say it again. Give me that. 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor.
You know,
or a fifth of whiskey.
Okay, I can visualize both. I can visualize both.
Okay.
One has a horseshoe on it. The other says Tennessee on it.
Very specific brands?
Yeah, that's all I can think of. One's for me and one's for my homies. I'm going to go with the whiskey, for sure.
Let's see. Well, a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor holds 40 ounces of liquid.
Yeah, my math works.
A whiskey, 25.3 ounces. It is the 40.
Is Miss Danger winning?
It is tied. We have Reed and Megan tied in first place with 1 point apiece.
What?
We each have one more question remaining.
I quit.
I'm walking out.
I'm out.
All right. We got a science question.
Oh, that's me.
You know science.
For Reed.
You know things about science.
That's only half science. The rest is kind of fat. All right. Reed, which is less, the atomic number for the element carbon?
Yeah, come on, Reed.
Yeah. Or the amount of sugar in a Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pie.
Wait, which one's less?
Which one is less?
Atomic number for carbon.
Atomic number is 6, and the oatmeal cream pie has, I didn't even tell you yet, has
doesn't matter.
12 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Reed, you are correct.
I know oatmeal cream pies.
I may not know elements, but I know cream pies.
Back to the deck of cards, but I'm adding something on this one. This one's for Megan. Which is less? The amount of cards in a deck of cards with the two jokers added back in, or the total amount of U.S. states and territories?
All right, everyone's going to know how absolutely stupid I am. Because I don't know how many territories we might have in total. Because I'm real dumb.
I'm trying to think what song you were singing that to.
That's my newest hit single. I don't know exactly how many territories we have because I'm real dumb. Because it's Puerto Rico. And then I'm not sure if the Virgin Islands are a territory or not.
They're not virgins anymore.
I'm gonna say the deck of cards, and then I'm going to be exposed for being stupid.
Or you could be exposed for being correct because the deck of cards has 54 with the jokers. And the United States has 50 states with 14 territories.
What?
That is less. The deck of cards is correct.
Have we obtained new territories?
I don't know.
Give us a list.
You're asking me? I just source the questions and ask you. I don't know. Actually, this round I do write. I write these ones. So if you hate them, that's my fault. All right, last one to Clay.
I hate them.
Well, you're going to love this one. Which is less, Clay? The average tire pressure in a sedan or the amount of sugar in a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola?
Which is less?
Which is less?
12 inch count. Wait, it's a tire of a sedan.
Average tire pressure in a sedan.
So 175/13 R16 or 12 ounce bottle of Coke, which has.
A 12 ounce can. That's
quite, oh, can? Oh, I know the bottle.
Yeah.
The... shoot. So that means I have to guess because I don't know. I faked the car tire thing, by the way. I don't know. I just make
good,
up numbers.
That's good. I was.
It's all about confidence in your answer. So let me restart that answer. So of course, a car for a sedan, their tire size is about 14 inches. So your 11/45/17 is the tire, and they have 35 psi in them. And then so the can of soda has 22 grams of sugar. So I'm going to go with the tire.
Let's see. The tire is less at 32 to 35 psi. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you said the right math when you were describing it. And
oh no, I said I just made up words. No,
because I think you did say the amount of sugar was like 20, but you did say the tire was correct. But the tire is correct.
That's and what I win.
A can of Coke has 39 grams of sugar. Mm-hmm. Nobody is not on the board. How's that for a conference?
Yeah. Yay.
Reed has two. Megan has two. Clay has one. We're mm-hmm. going to my favorite part of the show. This is where I get to meet everybody in alphabetical order.
Are you doing by last name or first name?
No, by last place.
By last place.
Clay.
Alphabetical order by placement.
Sorry, I'm just getting distracted by our colonialism.
How many territories do we have? What's your favorite territory?
We have 14 territories and 2 disputed territories.
Ooh, which what are we disputing?
That I'm learning about, but yeah, the big one for the ones that we know about, which were San Juan and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, are on there. But yeah, then there's American Samoa, there's Guam, which is like, how did I not think about Guam?
It's my favorite territory.
And there's just things that I had never heard of. Like Johnston Atoll, New Jersey, Wake Island, Saranilla Bank. We suck.
Yeah, and I gotta be honest, for the first time in Stuff I Never Knew history, you know, it's a trivia game show. I've never had to say no Googling,
sorry. Sorry.
How your opponents feel if you're Googling during the show.
Well, she's not Googling the answers.
Yeah, I figured it was, since it was something that was already over, I was just like, let's learn about the territory.
You know what that means is she was bored of my answers. So while I was talking and being very interesting and clever,
she
was Googling stuff. Yeah,
I'm trying to educate myself.
Education is boring.
All right, well, we go into round two. We're going to meet our guests tonight. I have Clay. You're going into the hot seat first. Actually, we do have one special rule on the show is somebody has the odd points out. So Reed and Megan are tied at 2. Clay, you have 1. You're the odd one out.
That's
you actually
right.
get to pick the order for the next round. Would you like to keep it the same or change it up?
Well, what was the order before?
Reed, Megan, Clay.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. All right. I would say you go first.
Me?
Yeah. And then Megan, then me, then Reed, because Reed's my favorite.
Okay, so Megan.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Megan, Clay,
I'm just kidding, Megan. You're my favorite. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that. Reed's very sensitive. I couldn't tell him that.
Okay.
We're gonna go Megan, Clay, Reed. There we go.
I'm my favorite, and that's all that matters.
Dun dun dun. All right, so Clay, officially welcome to the show from the Fish Nerds Podcast. How's it going?
We're good. That's my official title is the Chief Executive Fish Nerd of the Fish Nerds Podcast, and I appreciate it if you would recognize that appropriately.
Recognized.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do I have to repeat it?
No. God, that's too many words. That's crazy.
Tell us a little bit about the Fish Nerds. What's going on?
Oh, so yeah, we make a podcast, and we talk about fish, fishing, and eating fish. And if you're a big fan of the WAP song, you know, the you will love our podcast.
Okay.
In fact, this week, one of our correspondents, we have a science correspondent named Doc Martin, did a parody of the WAP song, which you're going to love. It was called the RAS song, Real Science. And it's terrific. There's not as many boobs in it, but there's great science in it. So you're going to love it if you listen to our show.
You can't go wrong with science.
No. Yeah.
Well, how can we find out more about Fish Nerds?
Oh, that's easy. You just go to anywhere you get your podcasts and you look for Fish Nerds and you listen and then you go, oh, I like them. And you subscribe. Simple.
Listen to them more often.
Yeah. You're going to love us. Yeah.
All right, we're going to our next guest tonight, Megan Danger from the Oh No Lit class. It sounds scary. What's happening on the Oh No Lit class?
You got it. There's the punctuation.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no? That was, I added a question mark. Oh, no?
Yeah, you're just putting fresh punctuation in there. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just toss a semicolon in. Just make it new class.
No lit class.
None for me, thanks.
No lit class.
I get the semicolon comma. That's my favorite. Like,
Now that everybody's good and confused. So, Oh No Lit class is like, what if Spark Notes? What if Cliff Notes? But a podcast. And also very funny. And it says the F word a whole lot.
you are a born salesman.
I am. I got the elevator pitch down so good.
Yeah.
Me and my co-host RJ, who is also my terrible life partner, are both former English teachers. And we were like, let's do Shakespeare. Let's do all of the required reading that people really don't like a lot. And
Shakespeare's terrible.
And let's do summaries about the author. Let's do author bios. Let's do summaries. Let's do like weird, crazy trivia. And let's make it fun. Let's have a good time. Let's tell you stuff like, did you know that Agatha Christie, we used to go surfing? Did you know that the guy who wrote the Three Musketeers was so unbelievably horny that he had to outsource much of his novel writing so that he could go and have lots of sex? And also his nickname was Alexander Daddy Dumas.
Samesies. Samesies.
You can learn all these things and more at Oh No Lit Class. Why read the books when you could listen to us talk about them?
So it's part everything you loved about cheating in ninth grade lit class and part trivia. I like it.
Yes, and that's a lot of our target audience is is high schoolers, college students, and professors and graduate students who are looking for validation, going back and listening, being like, yeah, that was,
that did stuff. Very nice. If people want to find out more about Oh No Lit Class,
they can find it there. They can find it at ohnolitclass.com or wherever you would find podcasts, or they can put their ear to the ground. And you know what? What's that strange, faint buzzing noise you hear? Yes. That's Oh No Lit Class. Listen a little closer. Oh, you can hear it a little better now. That's right. That's us. It's Oh No Lit Class. It's always there, just under the white noise. The sound of Oh No Lit Class.
Very nice. We'll have all that in the show notes, and we'll link it up, and we'll get for Clay and Megan, and then we'll meet our final guest tonight, the one who set this up, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Reed.
It's his fault.
I apologize for this. I should have known.
Reed, tell us a little bit about your show and how can we find how can we
it's called The Irrationally Exuberant. It is a podcast, but also art. High art.
I think it's more art than a podcast.
I would agree. People don't seem to recognize it much as a podcast. I'm going to die penniless, and then I'll be recognized in a decade or so.
As an artiste.
That's exactly right, yes. It is a scripted, absurdist, existentialist exploration of whatever I happen to be thinking about. It's pretty weird, I think is the adjective that gets thrown around about it. Mm-hmm. Weird. Mm-hmm. If you like Bigfoot, Johnny Appleseed, erotica.
It's my favorite.
Who among us doesn't?
McDonald's themed human sacrifice. Chris Gaines. That's my show is a show for you.
Awesome. If we want to find more about the show or listen to it, how do we go about doing that?
Well, it is exclusively plays over the sound system at Kmart stores on a loop. Stop by your local Kmart, the big K. They got everything you need. And my show. No, I'm just. Okay. It's wherever you get podcasts. On Twitter.
I get my podcast at Kmart, so it works out.
That's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Head right to the podcast aisle. It's right by all the dusty old, like, snacks at the Kmart. It costs way too much. I'm not going to lie. But wait for those blue light specials.
Sounds good. We'll put all that in the show notes. Good luck trying to find a Kmart.
Yeah, the one right near me just closed down like a month ago. I'm heartbroken.
All right, we're going into round two. Clay chose the order. We're going to go Megan, Clay, and Reed. Megan, you're sitting in the hot seat first. Are you ready? Nope. That's great. Headshakes are great for an audio podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me. Pass.
Phone a friend.
So, this round is called Animal Connections. I'm going to give you four questions. Those four answers are going to tie together to give you a fifth answer. You're going to each sit in the hot seat. You'll get four questions at a time, and then we'll go right through the order. This round goes pretty quick. Megan, which type of animal is Diego in the film Ice Age?
A saber-toothed tiger?
Saber-toothed tiger is correct.
Yay.
Which creatures did the character John Hammond clone in the blockbuster directed by Steven Spielberg?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, correct.
I mean, that's sort of just a really broad answer. We could get sort of more granular with that one, but...
Yeah, I would also accept velociraptors. All right, Megan, which hairy animal was related to elephants and mastodons?
It was their aunt.
Yeah. Which hairy animal was related to elephants and mastodons? Elephants and or.
I don't pass.
Pass. It is the mammoth. The woolly mammoth.
My brain was putting mammoths and mastodons in the same animal.
I thought you might have been going hairy like Harry and the Hendersons. I meant hairy like H-A-I-R-Y.
Yeah, no. I was thinking mammoths and mastodons were the same animal, and I was like, there's another thing.
All right. Megan, which flightless bird made a particularly tasty snack for Dutch sailors on the island of Mauritius. Sorry. I even phonetically wrote it, and I still said it wrong. Mauritius.
Flightless bird.
Tasty. Snack. Dutch sailor.
every word? Dodo?
Dodo is correct. So, Megan, for one bonus point, what ties together saber-toothed tiger, dinosaurs, mammoth, and the dodo?
Extinction.
They're all extinct. That is correct. You got four of the 5 points. Nice round for you. Moving on to Clay.
That's right. Golf clap me. Golf clap me.
I will not.
Rude.
All right, Clay, you're in the hot seat. Which actor starred in Inception, Blood Diamond, and Titanic?
Wait, I don't know. Is it a male or a female actor?
I can't answer your
funny question.
Was he the guy from Growing Pains, the kid who's now a grown-up?
Bronson Pinchot.
Why is that your point of reference?
What, from Valky Bartokomus?
I love this country. I don't know his name.
America or Burst.
He was in other movies too.
Yes, correct.
Like the one where he ran a lot and
he jumped.
He jumped in that one movie. He had the other movie where he kissed that girl.
Drove a car.
Drove the car. That's right. I remember that. And he chased the other person. He was never a superhero, though. That's true. Was he?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks for the clue. Now I know.
Yeah, I gave it away.
I don't know his name.
All right. We have a weird timer on the show. I can put 3 seconds on the clock if you.
What's the point? I don't know it.
All right. It is Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's the name I was thinking was Louis Capaldi, but he's a new singer.
Oh, Louis my
Capaldi.
Well, I'm a DJ on Top 40 radio station, so I know singer names.
All right, here.
I can't think. I had the L. I couldn't come up with the actor's name. But like I said, the kid from Growing Pains.
All right,
my first answer. I win. Give me a point.
Until you give me a point, I'm going to bring it down a level here.
You know I'm accurate.
That is the weirdest point of reference to have for Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, Clay. This could be the toughest one.
I don't like this game anymore.
Well, at least let me tell you the question.
I don't even like you, Jeff. I'm done.
You know, like, I don't like you either. Yeah, I weighed myself today, and I got the 270 before Biden did. I just wanted to put that on. I'm 278 now. Jeez.
He's so proud of your joke. I'm so happy. I wrote a joke.
I've been trying it all day.
Yes, finally.
There we go.
Saved up.
Nobody's laughed at it yet. Which
I did. That's good.
I laughed about it.
I laughed adjacent to it.
Yeah.
Now, we're just worried about you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Clay, which month has a Fool's Day in it?
April.
I thought you could go through the other months. April is correct.
Yeah. Finally. See that, Megan?
Building on
super easy month questions.
Come on.
What is the name of the small, sharp piece of wood that can get stuck in your skin?
Did you really make it easier? I just got a splinter trying to stop that.
Hey, correct. Well, actually, part of the fun of picking the order is some of them can be easier than others, but you never know how it's going to be.
Mm.
So your last one, Clay, who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, that was
that guy.
I have to go through I have to go down the Ninja Turtles game here. So it's one of the Ninja Turtles, and I think it wasn't Leonardo.
Got him already.
Yeah, we already had him. It wasn't Splinter. This
Shredder.
Is what they all have in common. So this it was Michelangelo.
This is
Michelangelo
garbage.
Is correct.
And what all the questions have in common is Ninja Turtles. I win.
Clay is the winner tonight. Good night, everybody.
We had Splinter, we had Leonardo, we had Michelangelo. That's your question?
And April.
Game over!
Oh, you got it. All right, we're last. Reed's the last one in the hot seat tonight.
Was I right?
I gave you the point already. Oh,
well, you get 4 points. You missed the first one.
Let's go over to that.
Scoreboard.
Megan ran 3 and then got the bonus point, and Clay ran 3 and got the bonus point.
Giving you a begrudging golf clap because you gave me a golf clap.
At least you didn't miss April, though. So that was good.
Oh, April was the reporter from... That's it. That's right.
Won that category. I would have gotten all the points if I got that category because I know who Leonardo DiCaprio is.
Because I know what a splinter is. All right, here we go. Reed, third player in the hot seat tonight. The actor who starred in Point Blank and Dirty Dancing.
I know this one.
Was Blank Swayze.
Oh, jeez. Patrick.
Patrick is correct.
Why didn't I get any actor questions?
Name the two-piece swimsuit that the Catholic Church attempted to ban in the 1950s.
It would be the bikini.
The bikini is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which fruit is typically featured on Hawaiian pizza?
Pineapple.
Pineapple is correct. Could you sweep this? Which children's television channel's name is often abbreviated to Nick?
Nickelodeon.
He has a child.
Nickelodeon is correct. You got 4 points there, Reed.
Do you SpongeBob know? SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. We have a new front runner here. Loose.
I had it after Patrick. I guessed it.
You
after
did.
Patrick.
You should have guessed it. There's a bonus point if you get it early.
No golf claps for
what?
Reed.
Just kidding. There's my demand. All right. So my players tonight, we're in the third and final round. I got 14 questions for you. You
so
get
many.
Positive points for answering.
14 each?
14 total.
Okay, I don't have that kind of time. I said, Jesus.
Yeah, I did see you went right to your camera like, hey.
Yeah, it's a busy man.
All right, I haven't gone to the scoreboard for the folks, for the audience. We have Reed with 7, Megan with 6, and Clay with 5. It's a 2-point game from first to third at this point. We have 14 questions total. And in this round, each of my guests brought in their own buzzer. So I'm going to ask a question. You, the first one to buzz in is the one who can answer it. If you're right, you'll get a point. If you're wrong, Reed will get up and walk away.
I have a new plan. I have lots of options in this office.
So many buzzers. Yeah. And if you're wrong, you'll lose a point. So it is possible you could knock out 14 wrong answers and finish negative. Clay, let's hear your buzzer tonight. A long tap on a bongo-like thing. Reed has a vape pen or something.
I got a crow call.
Oh, go ahead. Let's see. Reed has a crow call. That's pretty good. That might be one of my favorites.
That's horrible.
You got to be quick on the breath because a tap is faster than a breath. That's science. Hey. And Megan.
Yep.
Stranger Things intro music.
That's the Inception button.
Oh, it's Inception. Well, we had it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. It's the Leonardo DiCaprio button.
Lots of pincho.
Although right. it has a delay on it, so actually maybe I don't want to do that anymore.
You want to change your buzzer before we start the third round. Keep Megan, in mind, get out of here in 5 minutes.
Get out your crow call.
Yeah, do you have a crow call?
I don't have a crow.
You can also say your name. If you don't have a buzzer, you can just say Megan.
Do you want to use my Steve Urkel doll?
Yeah, pass it up to her.
Yeah. Hand me that. It didn't have a delay when I was testing it before.
There you go. Now try to hand it there. All right, here we go. I'm going to ask the question. First one to buzz in. I'll call on you, and you'll give me the answer. Who participated in the first televised presidential debate in 1960? Oh, Inception. I heard Inception.
Was that Nixon and JFK?
Nixon and JFK, correct. Megan with the first point in the final round. Sure. Our next question. What 3D puzzle invented by a Hungarian architect became a fad during the 1980s. Crow call.
That is
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube is correct. Reed with the point.
I was thinking like castles and other 3D puzzles.
I know. I was like thinking the one where it's like, I see a sailboat.
Yeah, that was my first thought longer. Too, actually. Yeah.
All right. Whose fans are known as Beliebers? Reed.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is correct. Megan, you may want to switch to your name if here's a big delay on your phone.
I think he did make the noise before I hit the button, even if he
was
didn't.
Fast.
Like, yeah, he was fast.
He was fast.
All right, here we go. What supervillain was born with the ability to generate and control magnetic field? I heard crow again.
What?
I don't think so.
Magneto.
Magneto is correct.
I needed something to blow into.
Blow into the... All right, here we go. These are all quick draw tonight. All
right.
What fast food chain was founded during the Great Depression in Corbin, Kentucky. Play. I definitely it was the first part of
it. That would be Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's correct, Darth Vader.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to that scoreboard, see how things have changed. We have Reed has three so far, Megan with one, and Clay with one. A little bit of a gap there, but still anybody's game. Our sixth question, approximately one quarter of the world's production of what nut is used to make Nutella? Clay, I heard Clay on that one.
Suck on that one. Hazelnut.
I don't know if you can say all that together.
Oh, here we go.
Suck on,
suck on that one, Hazelnut.
Yeah.
It's a family show.
Oh.
All right, here we go. What Pepperidge Farm product's mascot is a fish with sunglasses?
Ah!
Megan.
Goldfish.
Goldfish is correct.
I've given up on the button.
We're halfway through.
She just moans in agony.
Yep. Oh, I know that one. My grandmother knew that one. I knew that one.
Desperate times.
Reed is using a real crow call. Megan's using a mock crow call for people following along at home. All right.
I am my own crow now.
What former member of NSYNC moved to Russia to train as a cosmonaut? Real crow call, Reed.
Joey Fatone?
Joey Fatone, incorrect.
Oh, I don't know.
Megan, fake crow call.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Incorrect.
Oh my God. They wouldn't let that guy in.
I'm buzzing in.
Clay.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake, incorrect.
Okay,
that's the only one I know.
You can keep buzzing in. I don't
know. Okay, Lance Bass, I bet.
You didn't buzz in.
Oh, you
buzz in. Reed.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass is correct. You got the point back.
Wait.
Yeah, you can buzz in multiple times. There's if you want to sing,
Okay.
All right. What notorious gangster was nicknamed Scarface? Real crow call, Reed.
Al Capone?
Al Capone is correct. There we go. Let's go back.
I would have said Tony Montana, so.
Lost one, gained one, and got another one.
Joe Montana.
Stay at one. We're still back to where we were three questions ago. 10-7-6. Reed is in the lead with 10. Megan with 7. And Clay with 6. We have 5 questions remaining. It's still anybody's game. Here we go. Legs the Frog and Squealer the Pig were 2 of the original 9 what? Dun, dun, dun. We got the 3-second timer on the board. Clay was kind of tapping. I could call that.
I'm thinking.
It was a think tap, not a buzzing tap. So we got
3 of the original 9.
Clay tapping in.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, incorrect.
Nah, I'm not risking it.
3.
Do you lose points if you get them wrong?
Oh yeah, keep going.
Oh, you lose. Oh.
Yeah,
Super Friends.
Super Friends, incorrect.
Yeah, you know, Superman would hang out with his pal Batman and Squealer the Pig.
And Legs the Frog. Legs the Frog had this great power. Just had beautiful, beautiful legs.
Legs the Frog and
Squealer. You'd walk in a room, every crime would stop. He'd be like, whoa, look at that. Look at those legs. He wore fishnets. Frognets.
And 3, 2, 1, nobody buzzing in. It is Beanie Babies.
What?
Oh.
Okay, sure.
Would not have gotten that.
Bags of people sold for thousands.
My guess was going to be the Muppets, and I would have got that wrong.
And I would have accepted that as a wrong answer. All right, here we go. We have some fast buzzers coming in here. Who was the middle daughter on the TV show The Brady Bunch? I heard Clay.
It's Jan.
Jan is correct. You're back to zero. You wiped out your deficit. All right. We're going to name three of the four. I need you to name three of the four Baldwin brothers. I heard Crow. Real Crow.
Okay. Alec, Billy, and Steven.
I don't think. Is there a Billy Baldwin?
I think there's a Billy Baldwin.
Is there five Baldwin brothers? Is my question wrong?
There's a lot of Baldwins.
There's like 19.
There's
Billy Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Legs Baldwin.
Squealer Baldwin.
Yeah, he's this one.
Squealer's my favorite Baldwin.
You're saying Billy.
Yeah.
All right.
William.
You said, what was the first one you said?
Alec.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Can you name a movie with an Alec Baldwin? I don't know.
93 Saturday Night Live episodes.
I don't watch movies.
All right, you said Alec, Steven, and Billy is correct.
I knew more about Baldwins than you.
All right.
We got a Baldwin champion. Expert.
Yeah. Whoa, we didn't know.
All right, Reed, you have to start a very Baldwin podcast now.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about the Baldwin brothers.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Challenge accepted. All right, last two questions. What NBC News program is the world's longest running TV show? Clay. Oh, I like the rhythm.
60 minutes.
Incorrect. That's on CBS.
I don't know the difference.
Reed.
Dateline?
Dateline, incorrect.
Come on, Megan.
NBC News programs, the world's longest running TV show. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I'm trying to get everybody to say Monday Night Football, which is not correct.
Yeah, wait.
It'd be like the 9 p.m. news hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
When's the last time anybody watched network news?
Yeah. I have a guess, but I don't think it's right, so
it
I don't want to.
Started in 1947. There's a clue.
That doesn't help me with what I think my guess is.
It was the segregation hour with William Taft.
Keep your house right. Properly. Hour.
We almost made it. We had
keep
one
those
more.
Guys busy.
Meet the press.
Did you buzz in?
Oh, meet the press.
Is correct.
What?
Meet the press. All right. Our last.
Holy cow.
Our last question of the night. What rap band helped to resurrect the career of Aerosmith? Clay, I heard Clay.
Oh, I want to say Run DMC.
Run DMC is correct, and you're back to zero. Quite a game tonight.
I'm back to zero.
Yes!
I don't owe you any points. Suck on that, hazelnuts.
Suck on these hazelnuts. Well, through it all, it looks like Reed was talking a big game earlier, and he came out on top with 11 points, Megan with 8, Clay with 5. Great game tonight. And one last time, this is where I'm scared to do this, but this is the part of the show where I turn it over to you. I don't.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why would you at this point?
Go ahead. So anything you want to talk about, promote, social causes, your favorite charities, your favorite podcasts, your podcast, whatever you want to plug or talk about, it's up to you. Clay, we'll start with you because you're on a time crunch.
Oh, yeah. My favorite podcast is a podcast, but it's also art. It's called the Irrationally Exuberant Podcast. And whenever I listen to it, it makes my hazelnuts feel funny. like when I used to climb the rope at gym class, but I don't want to talk about that anymore. Mm-hmm. But actually, I've known Reed and Megan for a few years, and I love them, and I'm so happy to have got to spend some time with you. Jeff, you're okay, but I love them so much.
I'm like a Cleveland three. You know?
Jeff who?
Cleveland three. That's like a -5 everywhere else, right?
You'll be like, I'm no LA six, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I make the fish nerds, and we have a lot of fun on our show talking about fish all the time. Because my wife is tired of me.
Nice. To Megan,
I cannot imagine why. I cannot imagine why.
It's not just quarantine that put him in that bunker.
No, he's been locked in there for years.
I knew quarantine before you, Megan. Yeah. I wear black because I'm mourning for the world.
All of that, Megan. Good luck.
Yeah. How could I ever hope to? I'm going to let my eyebrows do the talking for this audio medium. But in the meantime, Ono Lit Class. If you like books, if you like ding-dongs, if you like jokes about books and ding-dongs, go listen to it.
And to read.
I feel like I should be a good person and try to think of some cause, but I don't know.
None of us had a cause.
Yeah. Normally I would have, but it's been a week.
You know, those nonprofits can get jobs. But now I have to.
So to talk about my show, guys, shut up.
Screw that.
Shut up. I was on this other podcast, and this guy, I did an episode about Roy Orbison, where I made up this insane story about Roy Orbison that Tom Waits tells, which is just me doing a Tom Waits voice, and it was about this show called The Black and White Night, which is a real concert, and this guy was on the production staff of The Black and White Night, and he still thought that was a real story. So that's how good I am.
We
apologize, probably.
I'm a little sorry.
For what?
No, just kidding.
I don't know you enough to be sorry.
Yeah, this will end it to a great 10-minute episode. I cut on everything but me asking the questions.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Very existential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the folks at home need to figure it out. Well, that's all I had. Until next week.
Follow the code of the fish nerd. Spawn early and often.
We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Stuff I Never Knew is a Mega Cat Media production.
Mega!